Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're at halftime at McMahon Stadium, and my final score prediction is still in play. It's way higher scoring than, honestly, I expected. Riders down 20-18 here on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. For Salford Group, the Wireless Age, your Sastel authorized dealer, Engelheim Charter, and Redhead Equipment. As we go through the broadcast, I like to keep notes of things that happen and remind me of stuff that happened, because I may forget at some point that Ed Gainey was absolutely flipping out during that half. But Luke, so much going on in that. Good, bad, ugly, with the Chris Casher on Cody Fajardo incident. There's a ton to that first half.
Yeah, it was really a tale of two quarters. The first quarter was a little bit sketchy on both sides. I'm talking Calgary and Saskatchewan.
For sure.
And then the second quarter started, and really we started to see the bout that I think everybody was expecting. So, again, I think that Rider Nation and those who follow the Calgary Stampeders are in for a treat here if it continues along that way. There's not a ton of adjustments to make. I think that if you're both teams, you're saying, hey, guys, like, let's cut out the dumb penalties, and B, let's go out and make the plays that are on the field. Because both teams left plays on the field there.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to, when we, again, you look at our keys to the game, we have to remind ourselves that when you're playing Calgary, those big play opportunities don't poke their head out very often. So when they do, you gotta make the play.
The one they missed to Shaq Evans on the very first drive. How will they come to rue that one? The bobbled kickoff that ended with Raheem Wilson touchdown.
Yeah.
It was Jamari Gilbert that gave them the 10-1 lead. Those are two big plays that went in Calgary's favor. Then Saskatchewan, you talk about a story of two quarters, absolutely suffocated Calgary in that second quarter with that 15-play drive that took almost 10 minutes off the clock. That's a coach's dream right there.
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly how you draw it up if you're Coach Stephen McAdoo. The plays that you're calling in, they're working, but at the same time, you're also dictating the tempo, right? You're dictating the pace of the game at that point. And you saw at the end of that drive, a lot of hips, hands on hips for the Calgary Stampeders. There was guys that were getting tired. And obviously, now with Chris Casher out, getting ejected and disqualified, if you can continue drives like that, you're going to put a lot of pressure on guys like Mike Rose and Derek Wigan to not only carry the load and contribute to make up for the loss of Casher, but also they know now that, hey, I mean, they're into their depth. Vincent Desjardins, Anthony Johnson, Jamal Westerman, who hasn't been a big factor, right? And those are more, both the two of those guys are defensive tackles. So Anthony Johnson looks to be the guy that's going to get to show, hey, I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity.
They're into their depth on the front, and they're into their depth on the back end, because Trey Roberson,
that was huge,
injured on the first drive, has not returned to the game.
That is absolutely huge for the Riders' chances. And then the nice thing about it is they've gone at Raheem Wilson, who's been asked to play the boundary corner spot. They've taken their shots with Shaq. Unfortunately, again, Calgary doesn't put too much pressure on Raheem Wilson to cover him one-on-one. They say, hey, listen, we're going to give you safety help, right? Just don't get beat in the leverage point, right? So either we're going to give you help to your inside, or we're going to ask you to use your sideline as a defender. And with the Amos interception, right, it was just a really good play. He tracked the ball. He tracked the quarterback's eyes the entire way and took advantage of a jump ball situation.
Yeah, Cody thought he had the look. He did. They had the safety help they wanted. Turnover, Cody Fajardo, 9 of 15 in this game, exactly matching the numbers he put up in the first game. 94 yards, no touchdowns, one interception. William Powell doing some good things on the ground. Let me just say, we're in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers. Search it Watch it, bid on it. Buy it at McDougalBay.com and on the McDougal Bay app. Still to come, we have the halftime rewind, the standout stat of the half, and we'll set you up for the second half of a battle for first place in the West. The Riders down 20-18 as we go to break for Salford Group, the Wireless Age, your Sastel authorized dealer, Engelheim Charter, and Redhead Equipment. We'll return to Calgary after this on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. The kick is up, and he is right on target. Stamps up 3-1 for Redis to kick off from the 35. This is a high, short kickoff. It's going to bounce at the 30. Off a hand to Calgary. Had it, and they're going to score. Jamari Gilbert. The short kickoff tipped up into his hands, and that's a touchdown, Stampeders. Riders bringing three. They let him through. Mitchell steps up, throws it across his body. Picked off. This is going for a score for the touchdown, Riders. Nick Marshall. Riders are back in. Solomon blitzes. Here come five. Solomon pressure, and Bo just lays down. That'll be a sack. Fajardo and shotgun in a double tight end formation. Will they give it to Powell? They will. William Powell trying to bust through, and he's in. William Powell, 12th touchdown of the season, and the Riders are in the lead. Across the middle, it's complete. It's Mayala in front of Ed Gainey for the touchdown. Virtually automatic for Brett Lowther. The kick is up, and it is good. That is the end of the second quarter. Riders down 2 points, 20-18. That is where we stand now. That's the halftime rewind brought to you by Shepherd Realty, providing premium farm, ranch, and acreage real estate services in Saskatchewan. Call 306-352-1866. Want to look at some of these stats. We mentioned Fajardo, 9 of 15. William Powell, 7 carries for 38 yards, instrumental in the early part of this game. Of course, as you heard there, has his 12th touchdown of the season, 11 rushing and 1 receiving. Naaman Roosevelt, the leading receiver, 4 catches on 4 targets for 52 yards. Corey Watson with 4 catches as well for 24 yards. Shaq Evans targeted 3 times, no receptions so far. John Ryan has punted 3 times, averaging 33 yards net. He has had a couple of chances to nuke it, but some decent returns. And Micah Johnson with the 1 sack so far in the game. Standout stat? Well, let's call it the Bo Levi Mitchell line. 12 of 17, the Riders have held them to 141 yards at 1 touchdown and 1 interception. And the standout stats are brought to you by Reliance Heath Water Heater Rentals, now renting in Melville, Yorkton, Estevan, and Weyburn. Call today, 522-5866. That was a play I almost forgot of in a jam-packed first half, was Bo Levi Mitchell going out of his mind, throwing across his body, and Nick Marshall with some impact plays in that half.
Yeah, Nick Marshall was probably still surprised that Bo Levi Mitchell threw that football across his body like that. But again, it was an example of the Riders taking what the Calgary was giving them, and they got to continue to do that now.
You talked about it in the pregame show, Luke, and it was one of your keys to the game, just doing your job.
Yeah.
How, when you were a player, how did you control yourself when you wanted to do more? This is so important. I've got to do everything I can. How did you keep yourself from doing too much?
You listen to your leaders. They're going up and down the sideline telling everybody, hey, guys, you know, just keep grinding, keep doing your job, right? You don't have to rely on single time to relay the message. There are guys out there, and especially when one of your leaders starts losing his mind, like Ed Gainey,
man,
who won't let a pass interference call go, then you expect the other guys to rope in Gainey and say, hey, man, hey, we need you, man. Like, are you going to focus on this penalty for the next 3 plays? Because that could be the difference in the game if you continue to be caught up in the fact that you got a PI. Like, we need you, Ed. You're one of the leaders. We can't have you. If we have you out there angry and trying to do too much and starting to press, this all falls apart. So the leadership comes in huge now for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And again, what did we talk about? This game is probably going to come down to the last possession, right? The last minute of the game. That's just the way these two teams are cut. And you have to be level-headed in order to be, A, to be prepared for that situation, because you might be the team that needs the play.
Yep.
You might, right now the Riders are down 2, right? So you might need to be the team that makes that final drive. So you have to be able to focus in on the things that the coaches are asking you to do. And you cannot continue to lose your mind over things that you can't control.
We talked about how devastating it could be if they lost Terron Vaughn for any length of time. He was out for three plays. If you lost Ed Gainey, if you had to take him out of the lineup, you then get into some real depth problems for the same reason. You only bring so many defensive backs, and now you'd have to juggle a McCray or a Purifoy
Buka,
whatever.
Would have to get pressed into action. Dearborn would probably have to play a little bit.
But you'd have to move guys' positions because you wouldn't put them to the boundary. There'd be a lot. So Ed Gainey has got to keep it under control. He's down talking to one of the officials. It seems like a very nice conversation. Hey, what did I do wrong? Please, please let it stay nice.
Explain to me why that was pass interference. But again,
we got to go. Sorry, Luke. We got to go to break before. So we're back for the second half for Vatterstad. Bear Crop Science, Science for a Better Life, your Saskatchewan Party Caucus, and Degelman Industries. The third quarter is next. Riders down two in a must-win game, a game that will settle first in the West should they win on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.